Let's go. And welcome to the Snitch and Lins minisode slash update slash not an actual episode, just us telling you what's going on.
Keeping you guys in the loop of what's happening with the Snitch and Lins podcast, what's happening in our lives, kind of like a little blog,
a
little...
It's like a reality show.
A little bit.
Except on a podcast.
Yeah, you know.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's just like Lara Bingle. Who's just like her.
No one cares about Lara Bingle.
Oh, ratings say otherwise.
No, they don't. But speaking of, Big Brother's coming back.
Oh, Big Brother.
Big Brother.
Isn't that
going to
be just the best thing in the world?
Watching you.
That hasn't lived its life out already at all.
Hello, this I'm is Big Brother.
I'm just, wow, you did that voice pretty well.
Well, they did get me. They did get, you know.
It only takes one tiny compliment
it takes
and your
one.
Head just explodes.
In ego. It's like dynamite just ready to go. Just light the fuse.
And it's not even a long fuse. It's like the shortest fuse. It's like two drops of gunpowder into the explosion. And you light them and just...
Lindsay's away.
Lindsay's ego takes over.
I should take over Big Brother. I should be Big Brother.
You should. We'll do the voice now. Give us a little bit of a rundown.
Hello. Oh, I can't do it now.
You know, kind of need to be able to do it on cue, unfortunately. That's part of the job description.
This is Big Brother. I can't do it now. Not as good as last time.
You can't do it. No, it sucks.
This is Big Brother. Oh, well. And
I'm actually going to put his voice in there now.
You should.
I'm going to put his voice in instead of yours.
Okay, Michael, people are desperate to know what's happening in the lives of Stitch and Lins.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. Lindsay, you are heading overseas.
I am heading to Austin, Texas.
That's exciting.
Which is really, really exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
So if people of the show want me to do something over there or want me to get a photo or something or whatever.
The only thing when I think Texas is George W. Bush.
Yep.
10-gallon hats.
Yes.
And gunfights.
Gunfights.
Yeah, like cowboys and Indians.
Cowboys and Indians, yeah.
Country music, Texas.
Yeah, country music, oil.
Oil, yeah.
Steaks.
Steaks. And that's about it.
That's about it. That's Austin.
Hooters.
That's Hooters, maybe.
Is that a thing in there? I think it's just a general American thing.
Probably.
In-N-Out Burger.
In-N-Out Burger. I'm looking forward to that. I'm actually going to go to an In-N-Out Burger, going to many different venues in America. So looking forward to that. I will keep you updated on the Snitch and Lins Facebook page.
That's right. If you're not on there already, jump on it, facebook.com/snitchandlins.
Yep.
And also, you're going to be bringing a little bit of a package back to us.
You need a little drink of water?
Sorry about that.
Going through second puberty over there.
I am. Lindsay, you're going to be coming back with a whole package of stuff.
A whole bunch of tales.
That you got up to.
Yeah.
But.
Shenanigans.
But that does mean that unfortunately there's going to be a bit of a break in the Snitch and Lins podcast as you go over there because you're there for a couple of weeks.
That's right.
And make sure you do keep tuned to the Facebook though because Lindsay will be on there letting you all know what he's up to.
And I might just
be in there just ragging on him in the comments, just going, oh, that looks like crap. I hate Texas.
We're a great team.
Why don't you go kill yourself? Wow.
Thanks,
got dark.
Got bad. We're meant to be a comedy team, apparently we're not.
No, I got cut straight to the chase of that.
Well, we know it's laying underneath the surface with you, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that's why we're having a break. Look, Mum and Dad are just having a little separation.
So...
Yeah, and you know how it all goes from there. It's divorce after that.
No, it's not divorce. We're not separating the show. The show is not ending.
It's not your fault, kids. Okay, it's not your fault that your mum and I don't love each other.
We're just going on separate holidays now.
Exactly. And Lindsay's going with his secretary. It's enough weirdness for now, I think. Get on the Facebook. Get on the Twitter. Also, if you want to follow my Twitter as well, I think I might as well plug it. Because
banging your own drum.
Because Lindsay doesn't know how to use Twitter, but I'm on there if you want to check it out at Snitchnose. That's SNITCHKNOWS.
You want to say it again just for those...
SNITCHKNOWS.
I think you're misusing the Snitch and Lins podcast to promote your own little agenda.
Well... You know. Well, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I'm not going to deny it.
No one's denying it. So
okay, well,
let's
enough about
it
you. Let's talk about the people. And thank you for subscribing to the Snitch and Lins podcast.
Yeah.
We hope to give you more quality content later on.
In 2 weeks' time. Until then.
Spread the love.
That's right. You've been listening to Snitch and Lins. Well, before you go, guys, just adding this on the end here. Obviously, I've recorded this a little bit later. Lindsay is now on his flight to Texas as we speak. We do have a little extra thing that we're doing now in part of Snitch and Lins. It's not part of the podcast, but just something that we wanted to do for shits and giggles. We interview some interesting people that we know. This week, we interview one of our very good friends, a very funny stand-up comic, and a very talented voice artist as well. You've heard him doing impressions on the podcast before. He's actually been on the podcast as a normal human being before as well. His name's Maxwell Skelton. Jump on the Facebook. We've got it on our SoundCloud there, facebook.com/snitchandlins. He's on there. He's very funny, and we get to have a good half-hour chat with him just about what he does with his life. He does cosplay. If you don't know what that is, he dresses up as characters and goes to conventions. It's a little bit weird, but we don't judge him. He's great. He's a friend of ours. Don't judge him. Don't be assholes about it. God, just go have a listen. All right, I've got to go. I'm going to go to Antarctica. There's some polar bears that need saving. Okay, bye.
For all the videos and pictures, check out snitchandlins.com.